This is North Shore Today for Friday, March 31, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Partly cloudy today, rain possible this afternoon, temperatures in the mid-40s, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 8:35 p.m. The towns of Hamilton and Wenham will both be holding town meetings tomorrow. One of the big articles to be addressed is a $15 million project to upgrade the fields at Hamilton-Wenham Middle School and High School. The school's athletic director, Craig Genualdo, outlines key elements of the project.
The main stadium would get a new track, turf, lights, a new set of visitors' bleachers. There'd also be an amenities building, concession stand, bathrooms. There would be four brand-new tennis courts that you can play games on, that you could have state tournament matches in. That's a piece of it. There's a back multi-purpose field, which has a baseball diamond as well as like a, I call them varsity rectangles that you can play field hockey, lacrosse, and soccer on in the back. And that multi-purpose field will be turfed and lit. Then our softball field, which is where our middle school has their recess and PE classes, our softball field is over there. We want that to be turfed and lit.
That's Craig Genualdo. If the town meetings approve, then it will go before the voters on Thursday, April 6. The Marblehead Public Schools will be losing two current administrators at the end of the school year, and this week Superintendent John Buckley announced their replacements. The Daily Item is reporting that Assistant Superintendent of Schools Nan Murphy, who will become Dedham's new superintendent, will be replaced by Julia Ferrara, currently an assistant principal at the middle school. Marblehead High School Principal Dan Bauer, who is leaving to become superintendent in Danvers, will be replaced by Assistant High School Principal Michelle Carlson. The annual meeting of the Massachusetts School Counselors Association will be taking place early next week. This is Executive Director Bob Bardwell.
So we meet every spring. So it's April 3rd and 4th. This year it's in Newton. And, you know, there'll be over 600 counselors there, virtually and in person, to learn new best practices, to learn new technology or new things in the counseling field. A lot of it is around, you know, why people go is just the networking, so they can connect with their colleagues that they maybe haven't seen in a while or have never met. So professional development, networking, and meeting with exhibitors and things like that. So it's a, we have a keynote speaker on ethics in school counseling, which is obviously always important, and we have another one talking about diversity and equity and inclusion, which is obviously an important topic. You know, the challenge with a conference like this is people submit stuff months prior, so things that are hot today may not be on the agenda per se, but we try to pick topics, you know, breakout sessions that will be of interest and helpful to our members. So we're sold out, so that's a good sign, and that way people are definitely coming and taking advantage of what we have to offer.
Peabody may soon be putting cameras on school buses. The Salem News is reporting today that the school committee voted unanimously this week to add cameras to the outside of 6 to 10 buses. The pilot program is designed to monitor vehicles that do not adhere to bus traffic rules. This program will not be used to ticket drivers that violate laws. And the Lynn City Council got a presentation this week on the city's economic and workforce development plan. Danya Smith from the mayor's office presented the plan that centers on helping young adults and incumbent workers with a focus on low-wage earners and immigrants.
So really, this is all about workers, training, and jobs, and trying to establish a broad enough strategy to better prepare workers for employment through training and collaboration. And so we're not looking to reinvent the wheel here. This really builds upon previous planning efforts. And
Smith adds that the city is planning to partner with the Lynn schools and also look around the area for job growth opportunities.
In Salem, they continue to build out their offshore wind staging facility. So we are looking at if there are opportunities to provide pre-apprenticeship training programs around offshore wind occupations at Lynn Tech. I think these jobs that are going to be stemming from that particular project in Salem and the region, they're going to be union jobs in more traditional areas like welding. and the like. So we've been starting to have some discussions with the school department about building up its structure and capacity to provide these opportunities.
Daniel Smith from the mayor's office in Lynn. The entire city council meeting can be viewed on lynntv.org. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi again, everybody. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Red Sox lost to the Orioles yesterday 10-9 on opening day. No game today. The two teams will meet again tomorrow at Fenway. The Celtics were winners over the Milwaukee Bucks last night, 140-99. Jason Tatum with 40 points for the Celtics. They'll host the Jazz tonight. Bruins beat Columbus 2-1 last night, the team now with the most regular season wins in team history. And coach Jim Montgomery pleased to see some team improvement.
Yeah, I thought the power play was better tonight. I thought we had a lot of significant grade A opportunities. We recovered pucks better. Our zone time was a lot better. So lots of positives to build off there.
The Bruins play at Pittsburgh tomorrow afternoon. The defending D1 state championship St. John's Prep lacrosse team has lost a lot from last year's team, but Coach John Pinchon reports that they will be led by a group of solid seniors.
Yes, we have a great group of senior offensive guys returning this year who all played last year. Kids like Lucas Verrier, who's been an outstanding midfielder for us for 2 years. Matt Morrow is in the midfield. Nate Jones, a kid like Alex Peralt, who kind of does everything. He takes face-off wings, clears the ball for us, plays a ton of defense. And then Jimmy Ayers, Harlan Graber, Will Sawyer and Noah Brown are four senior attackmen who've been with us for the last 2 years. With, you know, Jimmy obviously starting the last two seasons, and then Noah, Harlan, and Will all rotated in and played different roles at attack. So I don't think I've ever had four senior attackmen return who all have experience like this, which is exciting for us. It's fun. We love working with these guys, and we really want to enjoy kind of that last year with them.
In other lacrosse news, in Newburyport, their boys are gearing up for the 2023 season, and Coach Josh Wedge tells us that they are looking at a very competitive Cape Ann League this spring.
The league is I think this year is going to be probably, you know, as competitive as a league as we've had in a while. I think there's, in my opinion, there's three teams that are really good at the top, I think we're one of them. I think Pawtucket is one, and Linfield is one.
Familiar names, yep.
Last year they were right on our tail. Pawtucket beat us once last year. We beat them once, and we were lucky enough to beat Linfield twice, and Linfield beat Pawtucket twice. So I think it's kind of those three teams I think are going to vie for the Cal.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a lot of younger teams. I think Amesbury is going to be improved and could challenge in the lower half, the smaller half of the Cal.
Mm-hmm.
And then non-league wise, we try to schedule a really tough non-league schedule as much as we can. We're playing, we open up with Swampscott, who eliminated us last year. That was kind of a point that we wanted.
Okay.
Kind of, we talked about almost immediately after the season was we wanted to start with them.
Mm-hmm.
We did not perform the way that we've become used to performing, and we lost by a goal. So we wanted to start with that one, and that's what we're starting with. And then we have Concord Carlisle next Saturday, who's they won a state championship 2 years ago in Massachusetts. They're very good, Division I team. And then over April break, we play New Hampshire state champion Portsmouth and Maine state champion Cape Elizabeth, and then we finish up our non-league.
Newburyport coach Josh Wedge. And the Salem News announced their boys all-star hockey. Newburyport coach Josh Wedge. And the Salem News announced their boys hockey all-stars today. And the boys hockey player of the year is St. John's Prep defenseman Aiden Holland. That is sports. Have a great Friday, everybody, and a great weekend ahead. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for listening to North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.